Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Seek and You Will Find. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm stopping by to talk about some important things because life should be simple, but it becomes complicated. Now, we can simplify our life by eliminating clutter, getting back to basics, focusing on essentials, and by maybe going out into the countryside and living more simply there. But you know what? You go out to the countryside and you think, well, I'm going to live a more simple life here in the countryside without all of the distractions and so forth from living in the big city. But you know what? You get out to the country and you're going to have, there's going to be issues. And you're going to get a skunk under the house. You're going to get deer come and eat all this greenery in your garden. You're going to get birds come and poke holes in all of your fruit. You're going to get a plumbing leak, or your well won't work, or something will fall in your well and the water's no good anymore, or the creek runs dry, or who knows. I'm just giving a couple of examples. And when you're all out there by yourself, you know, you can't call a Roto-Rooter to come right there for you. And try to solve some of those things on yourself. Try to do a little home improvement project or build a little something and just see how difficult it is if you're not real handy and haven't been doing that sort of thing. You're going to find that those problems, with no one right there to help you, can be more overwhelming than what you thought you were facing in the big city. So the whole point of life is to learn how to deal with things so that you don't get all upset by them, and so that you don't get so upset by the problem that you ignore your family, or you transfer your anger to your wife or your husband or your kids. You see what I mean? So you need to find a way to have some kind of equanimity and poise. So that's one thing. And we know what that entails. It learns how to not react, or how not to overreact to things. But now, having said that, there's something else that you need to know. And that is, you have to find what God has in mind for you. You have to live your life according to what He wants for you. Otherwise, no matter what you do, it's going to be kind of wasting time, or you're going to be working at cross purposes. You see what I mean? So you got to find out what He wants for you. So what do? We think, well, I got to figure out what my life goals are. So then you go to someone else. You go to some structured test type of thing where they can look at your skills and everything like that, see, or your interests. Or you talk to somebody, you go to an advisor or counselor or someone. Or you read books, or you go on the internet. But no, see, that's putting the cart before the horse. Remember, Christ said, take no thought for tomorrow, what you shall eat or what you shall drink. He said, consider the lilies of the field. So I would think that the answer is to live each day properly. Was it Goethe who said that every second is a miniature minute? Every minute, a miniature hour. Every hour, a miniature day. Every day, a miniature year. Every year, a miniature lifetime. So live the day properly. And how are you going to do that? So instead of trying to figure out what God has in mind for you to do 30 years, see, Moses didn't have any idea what God had in mind for him. Moses was a man of principle. Somehow, he didn't like injustice the way his people were being treated. He didn't like that. So he had principle. And the other thing is, somehow, he had an affinity for his people. And so he was basically a principled person. And so God picked him to be the one. But God didn't say, oh, I'm picking you to lead your people. He didn't say that. Instead, God didn't say anything about that at all. All he did was Moses sort of was led into the desert, and he lived out there for 40 years as a sheep herder. So he lived 40 years as a sheep herder. And it wasn't until Moses was, I forget, maybe 80 years old, I don't remember, that then God came and asked him to do some things. So don't start thinking, well, what am I going to do 30, 40 years from now? No, you just live each day properly. And how do you do that? Well, like I said, it boils down to living each hour properly, each minute properly. We're going backwards now. What Goethe says, we're taking it backwards. Each second properly, each nanosecond properly. Now, you're going to think to yourself, how am I going to live a nanosecond properly? Do I have to take each nanosecond and sit around and try to figure out what I should do with it and how to do it? And no. See, life is like calculus. It's continuous. And what is the most continuous thing that you have at your disposal? Well, you could say time. All right, that's continuous. But something even better than that. You know what you have at your disposal? Consciousness.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
The way to live properly is to have your consciousness aligned with God's guidance. Now, would that be good or what? If you could do that, you'd have it made in the shade. He would guide you in each and every moment. See, you wouldn't have to analyze and figure anything out. So you align your consciousness with divine guidance, and then you live your life. That's it. Just live your life. But always in the back of your mind, always as a backdrop, is that presence. Conscience, you could call it conscience, what you know in your heart. It's there. And should you begin to err, it will restrain you. If there's a way that you should go one way instead of the other, it will just suddenly, you'll just go that way instead of the other way. If danger is there, then your awareness increases. See? It's always there. And if nothing is restraining you, you just do whatever. But now with this guidance, this conscience there, this what you know in your heart, it's very subtle. It's wordless. It's delicate. It's quiet. It's a voiceless voice. You just go in your heart. You sense. It's like a hunch. It's a gut-level knowing. That's it. Sometimes you have a hunch, and you move in a certain way. Other times, something doesn't sit quite right with you, so you just don't do it. And everybody says do it, but it doesn't sit right with you, so you don't do it. That's all. So you have to be more aware of your conscience, all right, of this guidance that God provides. It's always there, but you fall away from it. Now, how do you fall away from this guidance. See, the symphony plays a note at a time. And when everything is said and done, you have heard a beautiful symphony. They have played a beautiful symphony and everybody claps. And it's beautiful, but it's played one note at a time. So life is lived one moment at a time. And it's so beautiful. See, Christ one time, he said, "Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is light." See, you're used to being around people who are mean and who are critical and who are on some kind of a mission. They have some kind of an agenda, something, some trip they're trying to lay on you, some way they're trying to change you or mold you or improve you. Or see, and so you're used to that. These intense people who are impatient, that's what you've been around all your life. But God is not that way, and Jesus is not that way. Yeah, he wants you to live properly, but living properly is what? For Moses, it was getting married and going to be a sheep herder for 40 years, and it was probably a good life. He had a lot of fresh air. He had a wife, and I think he had some kids. And there was the blue sky, and he had work to do, and it was rewarding. That was for him. But for other people, it's something else. But he was doing what he was supposed to do, and he just intuitively moved day by day. And then when it was time for something new that God wanted, then God let him know. So it'll be the same with you. Just make up your mind that you want to live according to God. But what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that you're going to begin to see that you're going to see a lot of things. First of all, you're going to see that you have some of this nature in you that you saw in other people, that you hated in other people. You're going to see that that's in you. Not only is it driving you, but you then turn around and inflict it on other people. So you'll find yourself impatient, uneasy, drumming your fingers, feeling like you have to do something. They feel like you have to improve yourself. You have to have this self-improvement project, and somehow your house has to be better or cleaner or bigger. See, or you got to make more money. Or you see, you're being driven by that same pressure and impatience and goals and that same attitude that drove other people. And that's what happens when you fall away from just simply following what you know in your heart. When you follow what you know in your heart, it will also lead you in different directions. But it will be intuitive and it'll be spontaneous and it'll be without pressure. See, it's very simple.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
As you become attuned to your intuition, you will more easily follow it. And when you obey it, see, when you don't have a willfulness of your own, you want to do what God has in mind for you. You want to live properly, not because you want to put on a show for God or a show for other people, not because you want to prove anything, but just for the sheer joy of doing what's right. Then it's easy to do what's right. But that same pressure and impatience and goals, and that same attitude that drove other people. You'll notice that there's that in you, and some of it is inherited. Yeah, some of it you got from other people, but also some of it is just inherited. You're born with a fallen nature, and you'll see that. But what you must do is not struggle with it. Don't fight it. Don't try to change yourself. Don't do anything. Just observe. See what the light of intuition, the light of conscience, see what it has to show you and just see it. God can change you. See, the way you became messed up was by following, obeying other people's wills, following their will, rebelling against their will. See, and you became guilty for not living your own life. When you're following other people or rebelling against other people, when you take on something of that ambitiousness that they have, then you're not living your own life, and you'll feel a kind of a guilt for that, just for not living your own life. So then that guilt, then you want to get rid of it. You want to feel good about yourself. So you tell yourself positive thinking things. Maybe you take pills, you smoke marijuana, you drink alcohol, you know, you go out and party and spend all your time with your friends or text using your iPhone as a companion to distract you. And so you just are totally involved in all these other things to stay away from, so you don't have to sense conscience. But when the day comes that you want your conscience, you want to feel your conscience, you want to know what it wants to tell you, then you're willing to bear a little bit of pain to see your own misdirected lifestyle. See, when you're not following God, then you have to follow other people. And what are they going to do? They're going to misdirect you and mislead you because they don't know, because they're not following God. They have some kind of an agenda of their own. See, they're trying to push something on you.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles.
All right, so you'll see that and just see it. Don't try to ambitiously change yourself. Don't judge yourself. Well, I'm no good. See what I mean? Just see it. The proper role for the consciousness is to be an observer. And in the background, you always have this intuition, this wordless, this light, Christ's light shining. And you just want to be close to it. And know that it's, and you know that it's there. That's all. You know that it's there. And now it gives you some kind of a confidence, because you know you can take a step and then another step. And if you're not supposed to go that way, then somehow it'll make you know, you'll sense you're not to go that way. But on the other hand, sometimes it lets you go the wrong way for a reason. It lets you go the wrong way so you can see what that wrong way is, and now see why it's not good. Then you go the right way. See what I mean? It's very subtle. It's very delicate. It's beyond you. God is much smarter than you are. You have to realize that that's true. Not just because I say it, because you see that it's true. And you can see because the way you've gone hasn't worked out for you. When you follow other people, what they have planned for you, then you also eventually discover that it's not good either. So if you could become where you can just live, see, but you have to have that, you have to be close to that conscience. It's not enough just to say, well, I'll just live moment by moment. No, that's not enough. You have to have a closeness, a rapport, contact with your intuition, with your conscience, with what you know in your heart, so that if you stray somehow, it will delicately let you know. And sometimes it'll delicately move you, prompt you in a certain direction, and that's the right way to go. Let your conscience be your guide. Wasn't that what Jiminy Cricket said in the movie? Yeah, let your conscience be your guide.
You've got to have the love that comes from being principled. A Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. If you do everything technically correct, make a decent living, take vacations, but you don't have love, then they'll either rebel against you because they see the hypocrisy or on the other hand, they become just like you. What can you do? First, see that the true source of love is the Creator. Just like there's one source of light in the universe, the moon reflects the sun. There's only one source of love, and that is God. Get your ego out of the way. Stop trying to save yourself, putting on a show for other people, feeling sorry for yourself. After you stop all of that, you become a clear channel through which the love of your Creator can flow. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
You were born as a fallen creature. You see, you were born into this fallen state. That's what you were born with. But that's okay. First of all, it's not your fault. Secondly, it's okay, you know, just to be that way, because that way you haven't used up your choice. See, Adam used his choice up. See, but you haven't. You're born into this lower state, and you can yet choose. See, you can incline toward the right. You can yearn for what is good and true. See, the proof positive that there is a higher way is that you sense deep down that somehow the way you're living is not quite right, and you yearn for something more. You yearn for something good and something pure and something sweet and something noble. You yearn for it. Okay. Well, that means that it does exist. If it didn't exist, you would even know that such a thing, see, an animal doesn't even know that such things exist. All right. So all you have to do is find it. So finding it means becoming less emotional, calmer, not making anything more important than what's right, not rushing after things you want to step all over people. It means searching. Christ said, seek and you will find. All right, so how do you seek? So where are you going to look for it? Are you going to look for it out in the world? You don't have to go to the Himalayan mountains. See, you don't have to go sit in a monastery somewhere on the side of a mountain. You don't have to go to Patagonia. You don't have to go out into the country. You don't have to go into a building. No. So search. You search within. You lift up. The saints are always lifting up their eyes. Have you ever noticed the paintings of saints like Teresa of Avila, John of the Cross, people like that? Francis de Sales, Brother Lawrence, you name it. You see them with their eyes uplifted. It even says in the Bible, Christ lifted up his eyes, and it's searching, calling upon, see. So you search for something good and pure. There you are. So here it is. Seek and you will find. I'm coming back to this moment again that I've said so many times before, but I'm going to say it again. You're there with your loved one, and some issue has arisen, and it's one of those delicate moments where what you say makes all the difference in the world. And you stand there, your loved one is before you. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. You honestly don't know. But you want to do what's right. You want to say the right thing, but you don't know what it is. And you search. You quietly, silently, figuratively lift up your eyes and want to do the right thing you yearn to do the right thing with all your heart. And God answers that search. See? Seek. You are seeking to do the right thing. And you know that some prepared answer is not going to work. You know that something that you read somewhere, it's going to come off false. It's not going to be real, and you know it's not going to have life in it, and it may not be right. And so you just don't say anything, but you search with all your heart. So there you have it. There it is. So I think I have made my point. I've made my point. Now you know. You can begin your search. In the next moment, you can begin your search. Maybe. See, and it's also a lifetime kind of a thing. It's in the moment, but it's also a lifetime kind of a thing. So maybe all your life, you've done what everybody else did. Yeah, you smoked marijuana, you did stuff, you stole stuff, you got angry at people, you said mean things, you rushed off, you were selfish, you betrayed people, blah, 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 the usual. Okay, you've done all that stuff. You got angry at your parents, you resented your dad and your mom, and see, you've done all that. But all your life, despite that, when you heard something that was true, kind of true, you liked hearing that. When you saw somebody that was noble and had courage, you liked that. See, and you sort of looked at yourself and you knew you were messing up, but you just didn't know what to do about it. But something, some part of you has always been kind of searching for something. All right, Christ said, seek and you will find, so keep seeking. And then some of us, we seek, we go to everything. We go to every seminar, every church, every new self-help thing. We go to every internet site, every expert. We go everywhere. And we're always looking and searching, and everywhere they have some truth there, they do. And the people there, some of them are nice. They are. Okay. And maybe it's helpful. You know, if you're got a terrible drug addiction and then you go somewhere and for a while they help you clean up and you focus on things they give you there to study and read and do, you know, okay, so it's helpful. But you're still looking for something more. And blessed are they who find it. All right. Well, maybe I've said all I need to say. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.